Go ahead, Mathane. How important to you to bring Dante back to this defense?
That would be huge for me. You know, if you go back through the archives and look at all the interviews that I've done this year, I've always given him and the coaching staff the credit for molding me as a rookie. I honestly can say that I don't think I could have played as well as I played this year without him and Coach Dante and Coach Jackson.
Is Dante almost like having a coach in the second?
Yeah, he's been my mentor as coming into the NFL. He gives that player's point of view. I mean, I couldn't have asked for a better guy to set the tone for my career.
One year under your belt now, what are you most looking forward to this offseason and to prepare yourself?
Coming back. I'm obviously going to take a few weeks off from going home and see my daughter. I miss her very much. Spend some time with my family. Then I'm just looking forward to coming back and getting back to work.
I'm guessing you guys will all kind of have to be there for Navarro as he goes through a tough challenge to get back.
Yeah. He sacrificed his body for this team. He's our leader, arguably the best player that we have. And to see him go down, you know, it hurts. You know, I'll be praying for him and wish him a speedy recovery.
Was he on the plane ride home with you? Because I saw him in the locker room. I was surprised to see him in the locker room.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
All right. How was he on that ride home?
He was surprisingly optimistic. to get an injury like that in a game like that, you know, I don't know that I could say I'd have the same optimism. But you know, he looked like he was doing okay.
You
going to
watch the Super Bowl?
Probably not. But my feelings may change by the time it gets here, so we'll just see.